The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. Chiefs are also 1-2 after dropping two consecutive games after their big week one win against the Cleveland Browns. Guys, I don't know how much of a deep dive you've really done on the Chiefs so far this season. Obviously, I've watched every single snap of every game that they've played. Their defense is just really, really bad. And the last game was probably more on the offense and the turnovers. And, three consecutive turnovers to start the game, a fourth quarter interception from Patrick Mahomes. That's not going to help you win. But this defense is just bad right now. They don't have a good pass rush. Their secondary's terrible. It's going to hold them back, but I'm not at a point where I'm like total panic mode with the Kansas City Chiefs and their 1-2 start.
Yeah, they still have Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. I don't think Josh Gordon's going to be able to give them anything. He hasn't played well in the last couple of years. I don't think that he can run anymore, but they still have Tyreek Hill. They still have Travis Kelce. Mahomes, he's getting this habit, and it's been there since Texas Tech where everything wants to be hero ball. He doesn't have to do that. He needs to know that it's okay to have a possession that ends in a kick. It's okay to check the ball down here and there where he doesn't have to throw the ball up when the defender, he's in the grasp of the defender, and it seems like he's doing that more and more, even more so than he has in previous seasons. But this team, they always do this in the regular season. They go through the motions, and they use the regular season to kind of figure it out to get to the second half and to get to the playoffs. So I don't think I'll ever be worried about the Chiefs as long as they have the quarterback and the head coach that they have, no matter what's going on the other side of the ball. Just what do you think about their defense?
Their run game is tough. On the defensive side, I mean, Bolton isn't giving them whatever they thought that they were going to get out of Bolton. He's playing a ton of snaps. He's not doing it particularly well. This past game, was Chris Jones still at edge rusher, or was he playing inside? Because I know they were bumping him outside early on in the season.
They're moving him around, but he's still playing a lot of snaps outside.
That's crazy. You should just be playing him inside, honestly, right, and find a smaller guy, because he's going to give you enough pressure in the interior where he's going to get penetration in the backfield and help you there, especially with a guy like Bolton. I mean, Bolton's really kind of like a run and chase guy. I broke down all these front seven guys coming into the draft last year for Bleacher Report, but he's really a run and chase guy. He's not going to help you in coverage that much. I really think that you need to move Chris Jones inside, just lock it down there, and then just say, hey, we have to find another pass rusher. And, you know, in a couple weeks, a couple of teams are going to say, hey, we're not actually competing to make the playoffs, and we probably need to unload some of these contracts. And the Chiefs will be in a position to kind of take advantage of that, I would think.
I've seen Chiefs fans ask to sign Jamie Collins. That's where they are with their linebacker depth.
No.
That's how bad
Jamie's legs are done
at the second level. Oh, he has
– over.
He doesn't look like he's cooked. He's washed. But Nick Bolton, not great. And he does not like contact. And that has been an issue every week this season. Their second level defenders are just eating them alive right now. And I don't know what Spags can do about that, but it's definitely a personnel problem. And you mentioned moving Chris Jones inside to maybe protect those guys, since they are running chase players, because they're getting free runners at them. And they want nothing to do with coming downhill when they have an offensive lineman at them. And It's been a big problem for the Chiefs defense so far.
Yeah, they got a lot of issues tackling. Anthony Hitchens, who I still contest is one of the worst contracts in the NFL. One of the definitely the worst that Brett Veach has signed since he became general manager for the Chiefs. It's just a big problem at linebacker. There's this hope amongst Chiefs fans that Willie Gay Jr. is going to return from IR this week and he's going to solve all of their issues. Never started a game for
the Chiefs. He hasn't played. How many times do we have to hear this?
So he's an athletic player. He's more athletic than what they got. But I'm still not confident that Willie Gay is going to come in the game and like be Ray Lewis all of a sudden and just fix all your linebacker problems. Like, it's just not that easy. We're seeing that it's not that easy. I still think this defense has more talent than they've shown so far. I think they'll get some things figured out, but I don't think they're ever going to be better than they were last season. Like, that might have been the best version of this particular unit with Frank Clark and Chris Jones. And Frank Clark's banged up right now. He's supposed to practice this week and they might get him back, but it's just not very good on that side of the ball. But yeah, I am with you guys where it's hard to just count out Patrick Mahomes ever. He is making more mistakes this season, it seems like. And I think that all goes back to the Super Bowl and the way things crumbled there because he just had pressure in his face all night. And we've seen that multiple times this season where he's drifting way too much, even before he has to, where he'll have a clean pocket and he starts drifting outside because he feels like he has to make a play. You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.